This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God I don't sin anymore. And it's all because of the teaching here that we get. Thanking God for how when I was in the world's teaching was that Jesus paid it all and we had to do nothing. But I'm thanking God for the teaching that we get here at 425 to deny ourselves. And in 1 Peter 4 and 1, it says, as Christ has suffered in the flesh for us, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. And I'm thanking God for the mind that I have. And it's all because of the teaching that we get, that we sin no more. And I'm thanking God for the teaching for our great pastor who brings us the Word of God. And now I present unto you our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. For all the elders, deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're going to talk about glorifying the Lord today. Before we get into that thought, the Lord loved the gates of Zion, choir. Come from the Lord. And it come through the gates of Zion. Isn't that beautiful? Deacon Debbie, What is our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write ML us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can visit us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We are the church of God. We are established in Jesus' name.
Yes.
That means we do know and understand the commandments
yes.
and what God's word is. We obey God's word.
Yes.
God blessed our great Bishop Barfield and our mm-hmm. great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy to start this work here yes. on the West Coast, out from Port Clinton, Ohio.
Yes.
We had a few saints back there, but they're gone. But the work continues,
yes,
and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. You understand this doctrine, God's word, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now, you've got to have someone that is keeping God's word to understand it and to teach it. That's why I said, keep therefore and do them.
Yes.
I want to go to St. John 17 and 1. Mm-hmm. Thought today is about glorifying the Son that we might glorify the Lord. Mm-hmm. You cannot glorify the Lord. Can I glorify God? Unless you have been glorified as a son. And to be glorified as a son, it's something you have to choose to participate in. Something you have to do. St. John 17 and 1, Deacon Franny, what does it say?
These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee.
Now the secret is God glorified the Lord by taking on sonship, word made flesh. And when the word became a son and began to obey God, the son was glorifying God. God is glorifying a son and sons today, male and female, when we accept God's word and begin to do it. So it's not like the Lord wasn't glorifying the Lord before he went to the cross. But he needed glorifying, in other words, a little bit more charge, help to go through this last phase of natural death by crucifixion. Glorify the Son. In other words, strengthen me. Take me the rest of the way. But the Lord was glorifying God ever since he took on flesh. I should say, the word, that's a secret. But when he began to live for God, he began to glorify God. You and I, the same thing today. When we take on the word and obey God's word, we glorify the Lord, and God is glorifying us by leading and guiding us and taking us through trials and tests. Read.
As thou hast given him power over all flesh.
Lord was given power over all flesh. And the same things today, we have been given power over all flesh. It's up to us to use it. First, St. John 1 mm-hmm. and 12. Says, thou hast given him power over all flesh that he should give eternal life mm-hmm. to as many as thou hast given him. Well, those that have been given to the Lord will obey. St. John 1 and 12 says what?
But as many as received him, to them gave he power.
Is that the power we're looking for?
Yes.
That we might have power over flesh?
Yes.
To as many, what?
Mm-hmm. as received him.
Talking about God's word. To as many as receive him, the word, what?
To them gave he power.
Now we got the power. Because they say it all the time in these churches. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. But can anybody live perfect? That's redundant. You just contradicted yourself. To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become what?
The sons of God.
If you're a son, you're glorifying God. Because God's sons don't sin. You glorify God when you don't sin. You glorify God when you're not carnal. You're glorifying God when you're not of the world. We're in it, but we're not of it. Now you're glorifying God. Because the whole world lieth in wickedness. That's what the scripture says. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And if we receive him, we have the power to become sons of God, which means we have power over flesh.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
To become what?
Even to them that...
To become what?
To become the sons of God.
What?
Even to them.
Even.
Mm-hmm, to them that believe on his name.
His name is called the word. Yes. Other words, it ain't just the name Jesus. Believe on his word.
Yes.
Believe on, because Jesus is the word. The word was made flesh. They called his name Jesus. We believe that the son came. We believe his word.
Yes.
You believe on his word, you have the power to become God's son, which means you can glorify God. Isn't that beautiful? Because you got power over flesh. What?
Which were born, not of blood.
So when you are born of God, where it says which were born not of blood, this ain't about blood relative. And though I have daughters here, they're not here because we're blood related. Because they were out there in the world just like I was. But when they had a mind to live for God, they came.
Beautiful.
And I didn't woo them in here. But God told Peter, I make you fishers of men. Mm-hmm. Guess when the fishing started? When they grew up. I was fishing.
Yes, you did. Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And one day, because they had a mind, they caught hold of the hook and I reeled them in.
Yeah. Right,
beautiful?
Beautiful.
Fishing starts a long time ago.
That's beautiful, Pastor.
Fishing is what you feed your children. Feed the worm.
Go ahead.
Train them up in the way they should go. That's how you fish.
That's beautiful, Pastor.
Be a light. Be an example. That's how you fish. So as Sister Paris sang the song, I come back to whence I've come, mm-hmm, to the sanctified ones.
All right.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Got somewhere to come to.
Yes.
Got something to rightly divide. God. When she was out there, she said, I know this ain't God, but when I'm ready, I know where it is.
Exactly.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful, yes.
I taught her not to grow up disliking God.
Yes,
I taught her you better respect God,
yes,
and love God,
yes,
and fear God. And they did.
Yes.
Because one day they saw the hook and they grabbed it.
Beautiful.
A carnal mind thinks fishing is going out from door to door. Do you know the Lord? That's not fishing. Fishing is being an example to your children, to your loved ones, to those that know you, and you fishing all the time. He said, Peter, I make you a fisher of men. Because somebody got to see, like, say, I know where to go. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Which were born not of blood, what?
Nor of the will of the flesh.
So it doesn't matter about my will. Oh, I want my child to get saved. It ain't about your will. It's their will, what?
Nor of the will of man.
It's not the will of your buddy, your relatives. Or it's just not their will. Well, I want to be like mom and dad or whatever. That's the will of man, not a spiritual will. But anybody's just man, period. Or because of the doctrine of men. What?
Nor of the will of man, but of God.
Of God. When it's of God, it means it's according to the word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Genesis.
All right.
12.
That was beautiful, Pastor. Beautiful,
and
yes.
1. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Thank God our twins are here tonight, today. We were recording for the Sabbath.
All right.
But they're here tonight, but it's going to be Sabbath when you hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be during the week. You want to go online and say, now he's talking about the Sabbath. I'm looking at this on Tuesday.
Right.
People do record.
Right.
Okay?
Go ahead.
Genesis 12 and 1. What does it say?
Now the Lord hath said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country
what?
And from thy kindred and from thy father's house.
So he's not talking about the will of your flesh, your friends, your neighbors, your household, your vicinity, or what's believed on in the district. It ain't about that. Leave all that, Abraham. That was the will of God. What?
Unto a land that I will show thee.
Just come out. I'll show you more about what it lives for God is all about. But you come out. Yes. What? Don't, so some say, no, you show me first. Then I'm coming. That ain't nobody ready for God. But someone searched and said, you know what? I hear what you're saying. Just tell me what to do. They start coming. And the more they come, they start seeing. They start dropping off. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. What? And I will make of thee a great nation.
What?
And I will bless thee. And make thy name great.
What?
And thou shalt be
a
blessing.
Beautiful? Make your name great.
That's beautiful.
Thou shalt be a blessing. That's glorifying God. Yes. Anytime you and I are a blessing, and Jesus said, they that do and teach shall be called great. The commandments. That's the great ones. Yes. You're glorifying God. And you're teaching by letting your light shine. If he didn't give you a charge, shut your mouth. Let your light shine. If you open it, say, I'll show you where to go. Come see. That's all we'll say. Come and
beautiful.
See. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
What?
And I will bless them that bless thee.
What?
And curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be
so
blessed.
So it don't matter what family you're from. Greek, China, Russian, African, Asian. All families, if you're in Abraham, if you come out from your kindred, drop all of your rituals and say, I want the traditions and the rituals of God.
Yes.
Forget about the fact that I'm Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
I've dropped that.
All right.
Forget the fact that I've come from blacks and our people, Kunta.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Kunta.
That's right.
No. And he ain't my kente.
Go ahead.
But what I do know is what I got today.
Right.
I got the Lord. Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
I know him, and I know what he's all about. You trying to find out about Kunta, and the one that's doing the damage is the devil in Kunta and everybody else. That's what you want to find out about, the devil, not Kunta.
That's right.
Not my grandpa, because the devil ran him into the grave. I want to know who ran him in there. I want to know what makes you stay alive. That's the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? That's the interest that we have here. That's what we delve into for history.
Yes.
So we know where to go.
Thank
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I don't care where you say you came from the darkest part of Africa. That ain't going to take you nowhere.
Mm-mm.
You know where you came from.
Right.
But if I know we came out of sin, I know where to go.
Yes.
I know how to stay out of there. That's what is going to keep me wherever I go. And the Lord going to bless. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to
beautiful.
Hosea 11 and 1.
Beautiful.
Let's go there.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
I'm for knowledge.
Yes.
And I believe that's what the Lord gave his anointing for, knowledge.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes. Beautiful.
Knowledge is to know.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Hosea 11 and 1.
Oh,
what does it say?
I don't have what page.
When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. That's out of sin.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But the church world is yet in sin. They say, I'm just a sinner in Zion. If you say you're a sinner in Zion, you're not in Zion. You're just in sin. Because God don't have no sinner in Zion. He called us out of sin. He called us out of Egypt. And to come out of Egypt, you got to be a childlike. You can't come in trying to tell God or tell the messenger what you think it should be. When Israel was a child, what?
Then I loved him. And called my son out of Egypt.
What?
As they called them, so they went.
Wait a minute,
from
as
them.
They called him, because God's anointed is the one that call you, not God.
Mm-hmm.
It's God through his anointed. As they called them, what?
So they went from them.
What?
They sacrificed unto Balaam.
What?
And burned incense to graven images.
As God is calling ones, not many people want God. Because when you begin to paint the picture, what it really means to live for God don't look so good.
Yes.
And here's what happens. Well, I bought some land. I got to go look at it because God is bidding to the supper.
Right.
But it's always an excuse why I can't come to the supper. Spirit of God calling you now, but it's always some come up and they do this because they don't like They love their pleasures, their comfort. And they love everything but God's word. They come as a nation that didn't, that did righteousness, want to know about God, but when they find out about him, there ain't no beauty in it. Say, I don't think we need to do all that. They pick and choose what they want. Let's go to the fourth chapter, 4 and 6, Hosea. Let's go there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Ain't too many like them prophets, because the prophet's going to kind of, you know, give you more of this, what thus saith the Lord. They take the Lord told you the same thing too, but they cover up and say, well, you know, he carried us.
Yes.
No, he didn't. That's a myth. They said, he loved me when I didn't love myself. That's what somebody told you. If you didn't love yourself, God didn't love you either. How you gonna love somebody don't love themselves? But he loved me when I didn't love myself. That's what you were told, a lie. Hosea 4 and 6, what does it say?
My people,
it's the churchgoers. My people
are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
They have no knowledge about God. And when you begin to tell them about God, they, no, I don't think it's like that. Well, if you don't think that, why is it a fact you got 3 Baptist churches in 1 block? Somebody lying, because God don't work like that. You think out of 12 apostles, they had 12 churches right in the same block? But it was one leader. But see, everybody want to lead. God don't need that many leaders in 1 10-mile radius. 10 Baptist churches on this street, 3 Presbyterian on this one, and on and on and on. All of them think they're all for God. And you believe the God we serve work like that? I don't think so. It ain't like that in the scripture. But here's what it's like in the scripture. 400 of the prophets of Israel, one had the message. That was Elijah. One. Always have been like that. And most of all the ones, the 400, they were saying the same thing. But one had the message. That's why the scripture says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophet, kill God's anointed, because they bring you knowledge. My people
are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
What?
Because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject
thee. So when you reject knowledge, because the knowledge you get is what glorifies God if you put it in action.
Yes.
But God said, I reject thee. What?
That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God.
How can you have fellowship with the works of darkness? Somebody ain't don't even know what God's law is. Don't know the law is the word. I'm not going fishing nowhere where they don't want me. They won't invite anyone that's going to bring the, if they know you're going to bring the word, the law, you ain't going to get invited. But if you say, I love God, just like they do, that's what we sure do. But just don't bring their word. Now, don't talk about them laws. Now, that's done away with because they don't know that. Now, they're ready to shut you down. What you going to fellowship with that for? You can't get nothing out of that.
Sing.
I will also reject thee that thou be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God.
I will also forget thy children.
What does the first verse say?
First verse. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land.
What?
Because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land.
Don't have no knowledge of God. Said, well, there's no truth in the land. Said, well, now wait a minute. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. But you don't know that the truth is God's law. It's the word. Thy word is truth. And it is Jesus. But Jesus don't tell you anything, J-E-S-U-S, but the word and the law does. He's all of that. He's the same. It's the same thing. They don't want to go there, though. Nope, he's just the truth. And I'm in Jesus. How can you be in him and you're not in his word? How can you be in his word and you with everything that don't believe in it? You're not in it. Isn't that plain?
Yes.
How you going to glorify God then? Mm-hmm. Ephesians 4. Yes. Let's go there. 4 and 4. Isn't that beautiful? I know this is good.
Yes.
Now I know that everybody online, if they're looking at us online, or they probably ain't saying what we're saying. The word is good. It's all right to say it's good, but if it's so good, why are you not with me? Why would you, as the scripture, they walked from them. They went from them. They stay with me.
All right, Pastor.
I say anybody preaching what we preach, where are you going? Let's do it together. Isn't that beautiful? If you preach, make sure you're preaching the same. We say the same thing. I don't have a problem with that. If God anoints you to preach, preach the same thing. I'm going to be amen right with you. Right, Brother Richard? Amen. But if you ain't preaching the same thing, I can't do that. Right? Now, don't say you preach the same thing and you over there fellowship with Baptists.
That's right.
We ain't preaching the same thing because I can't allow that. But if you stay sanctified and stay with the saints, you can preach and we can all enjoy the Lord together. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Ephesians 4 and 4.
There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your call.
Now, somebody that has no knowledge think, well, we all Christians. We all one body. That ain't God's body. If you ain't keeping God's commandments, you're not in the body. You just called a Christian. Seven women shall take hold of one man, but they eat their own bread and wear their own apparel. Otherwise, they go and do what they want to do, not what God is calling for. You ain't in the body. He's talking about those in the body. What?
One Lord, one faith.
We ain't got but one faith here. You tell somebody to come to me and say, what faith are you? You ignorant. It ain't but one. To ask me, that's like the Lord said, now if you do his will, you know the doctrine. So what faith are you? How many you got? Scripture says only one. Which one is that you got? I got the faith.
All right.
Keeping the commandments of God.
Yes.
That's the faith.
Yes.
Faith in God's word. That's the faith.
Yes, right.
Faith in righteousness. That's the faith. Holiness. That's the faith.
Yes.
Which one you got?
Right.
Don't come tell me about the Presbyterian stuff now. Because that ain't the faith. What?
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One baptism. Mm-hmm. Now, every church is baptized by some male or female. But the baptism is being baptized in the word. That's why he said, one come mightier than I. You're going to be baptized in the spirit. That's the baptism that it really counts. Matthew's 19 and 16. Let's see what that says. You're going to come back there.
Yeah.
Matthew's 19 and 16.
Right,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
When you baptize in the spirit, you're glorifying God.
Mm-hmm.
You can't glorify God if you're not baptized in the spirit. And if you're not under the one that God sent, your baptism don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not being baptized in this, when you are submerged and baptized in the word, you can't get with anything else.
Right.
But those in this.
That's
all you can get with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about no Seventh-day Adventists, Latter-day Saints, Mormon Tabernacle, or whatever that is. I'm talking about sanctified.
Beautiful.
Holiness. And I ain't talking about we don't drink coffee. I drink all the coffee my body will allow me to drink. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And I don't eat tofu. I hate that junk.
All right.
Give me some greasy chicken and a good old steak. If it don't bother me, God ain't got no problem with it. He told Peter. Isn't that beautiful? What I've cleaned, don't you call common. How did God clean it? He said, I'm going to bless your body. Bless your store. Whatever you put, I'm going to bless your body. It's going to. Isn't that beautiful? So God have already sanctified that. 19:16 says what?
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
First of all, it ain't no what good thing. Ain't no one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's ten.
Yes, beautiful.
It's called one thing, love. It's the summation of the ten.
Yes.
But you don't have no love when you don't have no honor for the mother and those that carry God.
Yes.
You don't have love when you kill, commit adultery, steal, and bear false witness, and covet. You don't have the love of God when you have gods before God. Graven images, taking his name in vain. And you're doing that when you and I participate in everything than those that carry it. Because God ain't like that. God is sanctified.
Yes.
It says, don't you bid them Godspeed.
That's right.
They don't believe in the same doctrine, don't bid them Godspeed. Now, if you believe in the same doctrine, let's you and your leader get with me. We can get together and now we can fellowship.
Right.
Anybody in here that follows the leader, you out of order to go here, leave your shepherd and go fellowship with anybody without the shepherd, because you like to get messed up. It takes your shepherd, God through your shepherd, to show you which way to go. Been like that throughout the scripture. You don't go and come on your own. That's a sheep without a shepherd, which you ain't got, God, because no sheep is by themselves. You came as a sheep through a shepherd. And once you lose a shepherd, you got no shepherd. You don't have no life. That's what the scripture says. Isn't that beautiful? How'd that sound, Sister Paris? That's knowledge. Because you cannot glorify God wandering around on your own. You can't do that. You're with everything. You're contaminated. That ain't sanctification. Lord was only with his disciples. He went out with his disciples. He didn't fool with the scribes and Pharisees. They tried to fool with him. Everywhere he went, Peter, James, and John. And common sense, the women were there. Mary them were there. And children were there. They said the children were saved, but they were there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good?
Why are you calling me good? What?
There is none good but one.
There is none good but one. What? That's why the Lord said, Father, make them one. We got to be all one in Christ Jesus, which means we're all one in God's word. We all got the same mind. When we don't have the same mind, we're not one. And that means you're no good to God when you don't have a one mind to obey God's word. There's none good but one. What?
That is God.
That's God. What?
But if thou will enter into life.
So that's God is the only one good. Yeah, there's none good but one. That is God. So if you want to be good, get one with God. Then you're good too. That beautiful? That's what it means. You can't say you're good if you ain't with God. But if God is good and you with God and you one, you must be good too. That's what makes you righteous. You can't be holy without being holy with God. What?
If thou will enter into life,
what?
Keep the commandments.
So if you want to enter into life, if you want to enter into being glorified, mm-hmm. What?
Keep
the commandments. How plain is that? That's what glorifying is.
Thank God.
To enter into eternal life. How glorified is that to have eternal life? That's what he said. Thou hast given unto me eternal life. So when you have eternal life, he said, lay hold on eternal life, you're being glorified. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Genesis 15 and 1. Let's go there. Thank God.
Yes, it is.
I don't hear too many amens.
All right, Pastor.
But I'm
amening.
Always got somebody on your side. Isn't that beautiful? Always got one that's for the Lord. I know all of us for the Lord, but I'm just saying some is more boisterous than others. Come on. 15 and 1 says what?
After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision.
What?
Saying, fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
So I'm going to get eternal life. God is your eternal life. That's your reward. You go to God. God is eternal life. That's our exceeding reward. Isn't that beautiful?